There was a story of the Tzanzer Rav, the Kloisenberger Rav, in Europe. The Nazis were coming in and to take everybody away. And they gathered everyone up into the town, into the center. And the Rebbe was, of course, there. And they knew he was the Rebbe. And they said, Yid, come, Rebbe, come. Come in the middle. He said, do you believe that the Jewish nation is the chosen nation? And he looks the Nazi in the eye. And he says, yes, I do. All the Nazis start laughing. And they punch him in the face and knock him on the floor and start kicking him, ripping at his beard. They're all laughing away. And he says, Rebbe, do you believe that the Jewish nation is the chosen nation? And the Rebbe says, yes, I do. One of them takes his gun and knocks the Rebbe. Another one kicks the Rebbe in the face. Blood's pouring down his mouth. And he asks him, Rebbe, why do you believe the Jewish nation is the chosen nation? The Rebbe looked at him and said, with blood pouring in his mouth, as long as we're the ones being kicked, we're the ones being put down, and we're acting in this way, we're acting like Jews, we're acting like neshamas, I know we're the chosen nation. What was the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe was saying, we are people of the soul. We are people of holiness. We are people who align ourselves with infinity, not with the finite. And therefore, we're not going to be on the side, chas v'shalom, of people doing horrible acts like this. We're not going to be on the side of people doing rishus. Will we end up doing things that are not correct? Yes, everyone struggles. But we are aligned fundamentally with the highest parts of ourselves, with our neshamas. The Rebbe taught us this unbelievable lesson. We all have to live this. You are a soul, and you can always connect in tefillah, in ma'asim tovim, to the highest parts of you.